This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Starting today, fully vaccinated Americans can travel to England without quarantining upon arrival. Some will make a beeline to the Tower of London, but others may want to see London live theater. Using a figure from a recent year before pandemic, West End theaters, the UK's Broadway, did $2 billion in ticket sales. But then came pandemic and now reopening. Live venues across Britain used to employ 300,000 people. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, has been keeping in touch with one actor.
I think being surrounded with people that haven't worked in the last sort of 17 months to now be actually on stage is kind of crazy.
When the bright lights of London's West End theatres went dark last March, Thomas Inge, like many other performers, found himself suddenly out of work. He traded his dancing shoes for a trusty pair of sneakers, and they supported him as a grocery store supervisor through the early part of the pandemic last spring. This weekend, though, Inge got his groove back.
I think we're all pinching ourselves that it's actually happening.
He's taken the stage as part of the ensemble in a production of Singin' in the Rain.
Singin' in the Rain is such a wonderful, uplifting show. But there is a bit of nerves. I mean, it's a new show. I've not done the show before. And we've had a very short sort of technical process to get into the theatre.
The show must go on, but with pandemic guidelines in place. Inge said actors are COVID tested every day, and the directors have even tweaked plot lines and split the cast into bubbles.
So in my dressing room, we don't have two people that cover the same role in case one of them goes down. Our whole dressing room will isolate, but it means they can still do the show because we are not sort of in close contact with those people.
So this is the debating chamber.
At a theater across town, this is one of many concerns top of mind for Eleanor Lloyd. She's the producer of an Agatha Christie play, witness for the prosecution, and president of the Society of London Theater.
It's a huge problem for theatre. There are shows having to be cancelled all over the place.
She said productions can, in many cases, survive shutting down once. But beyond that, it becomes more difficult because there's no ticket income and it's harder to pay workers and rent. The Society of London Theatre estimates 70% of theatres will run out of cash by the end of this year. So they're calling for more support from the UK government to help the industry stay afloat.
We'd like to see a test-to-release system, so if somebody has been a close contact of a positive case, they can be tested, and as long as they test negative, they can continue to come to work. And then the really big thing we need is insurance. We are unable to get cancellation insurance for anything to do with COVID.
Despite the uncertainty, Thomas Inge is hopeful.
Good morning! Good morning!
I've gone to see a few other shows as well over the last few weeks, and it's just been wonderful. And the audience reaction was amazing, and I know ticket sales are doing really well for Singin' in the Rain.
If all goes according to plan, the show will spend the next 5 weeks in London before jetting off on tour to Canada and Japan. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.